Pope Benedict XVI met with parish clergy of the Rome Diocese yesterday, during which he answered questions from a number of priests regarding concrete pastoral and social issues facing them in their ministry. A rough transcript of the more than hour-long exchange has become available, and Chris Altieri looks at the highlights.
The Pope's meeting with the parish clergy of his diocese is a traditional appointment at the beginning of Lent. As Pope Benedict said at the beginning of this Thursday's encounter, the event is a family gathering that offers the Holy Father the chance to listen and learn about the experiences of his priests. The Pope fielded 8 different questions from priests whose parishes are spread all over the city. Their questions touched on subjects as wide-ranging as the need to proclaim the gospel to people who have not yet heard it, the need to recover the roots of the faith, the crisis in education, and the often difficult task of establishing relationships of trust with young people.
Santità, sono Don Giampiero Ialongo, uno dei tanti parroci che svolge il suo ministero nella periferia di Roma.
One of the most pressing concerns was expressed by the pastor of a parish in Rome's Tor Bella Monica neighborhood, a working-class quarter on the outskirts of the capital, who asked the Pope to address the root causes of the economic crisis that is threatening to plunge many of his already tenuously placed parishioners into ruin.
Perciò trovare realmente la strada della ragione vera.
The Holy Father said it is necessary to use our reason properly in order to understand and articulate the errors that are at the root of our economic system, while avoiding the temptation to moralize. The Holy Father said we need to search for the reasons of the economic world and enlighten it with the faith that frees us from the selfishness of original sin. The Holy Father also discussed the need for better and deeper teaching about the nature of the sacraments, to recover an awareness that the liturgy is at the center of Christian existence, and also the need to recover the rightful appreciation of the richness of the Church's liturgical and devotional practices through history. No one, said Pope Benedict, ought to despise the wealth of devotions and liturgical practices that have grown in the Church and come down to us through the centuries. I'm Chris Altieri.